Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. We continue with our study in the Sermon on the Mount. We're in Matthew chapter 6. We looked at Jesus' instructions when we give to the poor, how we're to do that. Last time we began his instructions on when we pray. Verse 5, that was not to be out in public like the hypocrites or doing so just to be seen or praying long prayers that we think sound impressive to other people. Today we get to the crux of the matter. In verse 6, Jesus said this, "But when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." First of all, Jesus assumes that we are praying because he says, "When you pray." Then he assumes that we have a private place that we pray. And let me pause right here and ask you if you have that, because I do, and always have in all the 14 houses we've lived in our 40 plus years of marriage. I have a private place to get away and pray. Some call it a prayer closet. It may not be a closet, but I love to get alone and pray when it's just me and the Lord. There's no distractions, no other noises, nothing going on in seclusion and silence. I found the phrase, "your Father who is in secret," interesting and had to do some digging to make sure I understood what that meant. It doesn't mean that God is hiding from us or secret in that way, but it just means that God is not visible to us. We can't see him. We won't behold him until our spirits do so when we go to heaven. But Jesus goes on to say, "and the Father who sees in secret, these prayers and petitions we're bringing to him will reward or answer our prayers when we pray in this way, and of course, according to his will." I want to close today with one final verse. In Luke 5, verse 16, we're told this, "Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray." My dear brothers and sisters, if the Lord Jesus Christ felt the need to get alone with his Father and pour it out before him in solitude and secrecy, so must we, hanging on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.